Welcome to Sports Business Secrets. I'm your host, Kevin Tarka. This podcast is specifically designed to share secrets from experts in the sports business world to help you along your own path to success in this industry. Each episode is packed with lessons and insights that never expire. You'll hear from general managers of professional teams to CEOs of sports tech companies to agents, coaches, players, and everything in between. I invite you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing players and coaches, traveling the world, and always finding a way to battle through obstacles in this competitive industry. Good morning. Today is a little encouragement slash education slash rant. I've had this conversation with a handful of people over the last 2 weeks, and interestingly enough, the conversation was not just all about basketball recruiting. It was the same topic in many conversations, but it just applies to different industries. So I tweeted about it. I shared something on social, and that's what I'm going to expand on today. So the topic is all about going where you're valued. And this started with basketball, of course. And you've heard me talk about crunching the numbers on here before. And we all know that there's a tremendous amount of good basketball players in the country, in the world, really. And we all know that every one of those players likely wants to go play at the highest level. And if we're talking about high schoolers, that means that everybody wants to play D1. It's D1 or bust. I want to go get a Division I scholarship, which I understand. Now, if you paid attention and you've educated yourself, you also know that it is impossible for everyone to make it to Division I. It's impossible for everyone that wants to play at the highest level and get a scholarship offer, actually get that offer. You just simply crunch the numbers. So part of the conversation that I have with student athletes hoping to and parents hoping to make it to the next level involves going where you're valued. And I can't stress it enough. And if you're not getting a Division I scholarship and you still do want to play at the next level, which again, statistically, most players are not going to get that scholarship, one of many responses is go to the place that wants you to be there. So does that mean you should stop trying to get a Division I offer? Nope. Does that mean you're not good enough to play Division I? Nope. And does that mean a Division I school will never value you at some point in the future? Again, no. But what it means is you should focus on what you can control and stop chasing the things and forcing things that are out of your control. Understand that going somewhere that wants you is, in my opinion, much more important than going somewhere just to be there for the label. Now, there are obviously many, many different variables that go into this situation, but one example that is an easy one is being recruited by Division II or Division III school, but wanting to go Division I. Well, if the Division III school is recruiting you hard and literally not just saying, but showing you, showing up and recruiting, coming to your games, showing you how much that you mean to their program, why would you not give that a chance? It feels good to be valued. And yes, I know, again, there are other variables here that should go into your own algorithm, which I'll get to shortly. Maybe the academics are not what you're looking for. Although in many cases, at least in the Northeast, Division III universities have academics that are better than Division I academics. Of course, the location matters. Obviously, financial aid matters. If that's a big part of your algorithm, all that stuff matters. The point is, go where you're valued, right? And the same thing applies to business, right? It applies to my non-athletes, or let's call it non-professional athletes, because you could still be an athlete but not get paid to play the game. If you want to go be an investment banker. And by the way, for all my high school players who are listening to this, you should be thinking about what you want to do after college anyways, but let's just say business majors or finance majors, and you want to be an investment banker, your eyes are on, in quotes, the top dogs, right? The Goldman Sachs, the JP Morgans of the world, the Citigroups of the world. I'm sure there are other top dogs. And you keep reaching out to them and you keep reaching out to them. You go through recruiters and you're trying to get a job with the top dogs, and people that either are in your network or recruiters, they're, you know, either not responding. You're just not getting that offer, right? And then let's say, the not so top dogs, or call it boutique firms. I don't know all the boutique firms, enough of them. Maybe these ones that I'm about to list are better than, the top dogs, but I know a few names from my buddies working there. But let's just say like a Rothschild or a Sandler O'Neill or something calls you. Maybe they don't have a sexy offer like you heard Goldman Sachs is giving to people, or maybe some of the variables there aren't as nice, or the name on the front of the jersey, if you will, or the market cap of the company is not as big as the one that's offering you, but they value you. They show you that they want you, they need you, you're going to be a big part of their company. What are we doing here? Stop chasing clout. Stop chasing just the label. So I think I've made my point, but I do want to just finish this by offering some advice on how to navigate the process. And a piece of that is to really just understand, look in the mirror and understand your own personal algorithm. And there's more than just A and B, but A, how do you want to be recruited? And B, more importantly, what is your leverage? Because wanting to be recruited, wanting to go to Division I, wanting to get an offer from Goldman Sachs is one thing. And I never want you to devalue yourself, but do you have that? Do you have what it takes? Do you have leverage? Do you have right now in real tangible data, evidence, stats to put you in that group? Sometimes people get lucky and you don't have real data, evidence, or stats, and you get an opportunity and you get an offer from a Division I school or a company that maybe that person is not better than another person who does not get that offer, right? But if you're a basketball player and you email college coaches saying, hey, here's my stats, I score 9 points per game against, I don't know, a smaller public school conference, and your name's non-existent on ESPN Recruits or 247 Sports, does that mean you're not good at basketball? Again, not necessarily, but it means you might not have the leverage to try to go to Duke or UNC or Kansas or Kentucky. If you want to be an agent and you email me saying, hey, I want to be an agent, are you hiring? That's not going to get you very far, right? But if you email me saying, hey, I put in the work and I've negotiated $250,000 of contracts on my own, I'm looking to connect with agencies that I might be a fit for, I might be able to add value to. My cousin is a draft prospect and I want to play a role in it. And man, that's a completely different conversation, because you can go out there because you have some leverage, right? So the point here is go where you're valued. Right? Don't just be chasing something because there's a label on the company or a label on the school. Go where you're valued. Have a good one. Thanks again for listening, my friends. If you enjoyed the episode, or if it brought you any value at all, it would mean the world to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. If you share it on social media, make sure you tag me at Kevin Tarka. If there are any topics that you want me to dive into or any guests you'd love for me to have on the show, just shoot me a message and I will do my best to make it happen. Have an amazing day and hope to see you back here soon.